Hello, Thomas from Tieto. Thank you so much for meeting up with me here over the phone.
Hi, hello.
Thomas, you moderated two theme discussions last week at Source to Pay Summit, and I really wanted to catch up with you to let you share what was it you were discussing. Can you tell us?
Absolutely. So we discussed the value of performance management in procurement, and we had a very interesting pitch, and that was to move away slightly from the traditional procurement and sourcing KPIs and instead moving to more business share targets. That means that instead of repeating the traditional procurement targets, savings, compliance, etc., more ask the business leaders, what are your targets, and then copy those as procurement targets, and thereby driving direct value for stakeholders. And I think that was also the essence and summary of the discussions.
And as a background, can you tell us about Tieto? What kind of business are we talking about, and what kind of spend are you working with?
So Tieto is the Nordic leader in IT. So all other companies have been sold to big American players. So Tieto is working with the end-to-end process of IT. That means everything from development to maintenance to operations of IT. So we have like 800 customers in the range of managed services of IT, and also a lot of CSI and architecture services. And procurement is 42% of the revenues. So that means that 640 million euro every year we spend, and for us direct material is IT. So we buy a lot of data center services, IT hardware, IT software, etc. And we manage 7,000 suppliers yearly to manage the Tieto operations, and we have like 70 buyers in 20 countries to manage these operations. And of course, yes, we do this by category leadership and supply relationship management, and try to drive excellence in those areas.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, you were discussing how to measure procurement, really. And I think that what you said, doing business KPIs rather than traditional procurement KPIs, were really giving it had a great response in the group. But can you tell us what was the average type metrics that everybody was using?
So everyone was using the traditional procurement KPI called savings. And that means that you measure price reductions and how much you can take out from the budget. I think that the cost savings was the number one, followed by purchasing compliance, to have purchase orders on everything you buy. So that was also, those were the top two. But then, of course, there were also other interesting KPIs, like how can this procurement organization outperform other procurement organizations in other companies, value of procurement, another example of KPI that was mentioned. Also, of course, supplier consolidation to measure how many suppliers you have and how much you reduce. Corporate responsibility to measure supply code of conduct, that you have 100% supply code in place, is other relevant example.
Yeah. And you had a really good bunch of organizations attending your discussions. Was there any large variation depending on industry?
I think we had all industries represented, everything from like Volvo Cars, Lantmännen, Arla Foods, Vattenfall, Posten, Scania, Stockholms läns landsting, Apoteket, AGA, etc. So I think we have almost all industries represented, and I think we had extremely good discussion and a lot of energy and also sharing of KPIs between the companies, so we could be inspired what to measure and take the best KPIs for your own company based on those peer discussion.
Yeah. Well, I'm very, very happy that you joined us, Thomas, and obviously a very relevant discussion you held. Thank you for sharing your reflections from it, and I look forward to seeing you again.
Absolutely. I will join next year.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.